Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Apologize for the length of that last interview, but we had so many things to talk about with Bill Schuette, Michigan Attorney General-elect. Want to welcome in Nicole Sclafani, General Manager of LCC-TV and producer of Lansing Lowdown. Hello, Nicole.
Hey, Jack. How are you guys doing today?
Good. You know, we always talk about high school homecoming, Michigan State homecoming. Mm-hmm. We got an LCC homecoming, right?
We do. We do have it coming up, actually. It's next week. We're going to be celebrating all week at LCC. And we actually have a pep rally that's going to take place. It's the second annual one put on by the LCC Alumni Association. It's going to take place on Wednesday, the 17th, from 11 to 1 in Kennedy Cafeteria. So that should be kind of cool. It was a pretty big draw, actually, last year. And this year, if you donate a canned food, you get a free T-shirt. So it's a fun event for a lot of the students and anybody else that wants to stop by. Also, on Thursday, the 18th, American Marketing Association, which are a really great, bright group of kids, they're actually hosting a Battle of the Bands at the Loft. They're hosting a full-on concert with some LCC musicians, and that's going to happen about 7:30 or so, November 18th, and tickets are only $5. So that's a great addition to Homecoming Week, and of course, Silver Bells going on.
Right.
You excited for that?
Right. That's a week from tomorrow. It's hard to believe,
right? I know.
Right?
I hate to go into next week already, but I'm really getting fired up. You know, I see the tree. You got the Bronner's ornaments right in the middle of the city. You know, it's such a great time. Everything's getting dressed up. Tens of thousands come downtown. So really, everybody's kind of preparing their float. I know LCC is dressing up right now, our REO truck. So that's going to be in the parade. And the basketball team is going to be in the parade as well, riding right on the REO truck. So REO truck. So that's going to be really fun. And, of course, their game is on the 20th. So that's the big homecoming week that kind of, you know, adds up to the weekend. So if you want to see any of the other activities that are going on, just visit the lcc.edu website.
What are you doing during Silver Bells? What is your role?
Let's see. Last year, I pseudo-illegally walked the streets for LCC. We were passing out some flyers for it. When we kind of got yelled at for walking in the streets, it's just an electric light parade. So I will probably be, I might be on the REO truck, too. I kind of like to do that. I think it's really fun being in the parade or sitting there watching it, you know. So even just to be around that many people and having that much energy is going to be great. I know we're going to film it for LCC TV and probably post a video on our YouTube site. So really, we're just going to be kind of everywhere, on floats, on the street, talking to people. I know a lot of our crew members also work with City TV to stream it live through Comcast. So we're probably going to be everywhere.
You know, Nicole, the last 3 years we have broadcast live from the parade route. And I'm not sure we're going to do that this time. We have some technical issues, but sure would be great to have you as our official correspondent on site.
That would be great. As I hear, I know at least it will be taped because I know LCC TV is going to be airing the parade a little bit later. But I've been talking with the parade folks for the past couple years now and really trying to make it kind of like I used to produce the Detroit Thanksgiving Parade, actually, down in Detroit a couple years ago. So I really like doing that. And there are all different locations in the parade route. And I know it's really intense and it costs a lot of money. But I'm really hoping one day we could do that. So we're actually kind of working on a secret plan to maybe see if we can make that happen.
Nicole, can you stay with us? We're going to take our break here coming up in a minute, and I'd like to bring you back to talk about the Capital City Film Fest.
Yeah.
Before we get to Ken Glickman, this is important, and I don't want to do it in 30 seconds.
Thanks.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. We will be back with Nicole Sclafani, and she will be joining us. We'll be talking about a big event coming up, Capital City Film Fest. Then we'll be joined by Ken Glickman, and our area arts entertainment contributor. I know he saw Mary Poppins last week as well. We'll talk a little bit about that. And much, much more, our weekly arts and entertainment segments here on Veterans Day 2010.